Well, it's 5:27 a.m., a beautiful Wednesday cold morning, the last Wednesday for the year 1444. Today is the 30th of Dhul-Hijjah. Tonight, inshallah, will be the 1st of Muharram. Tomorrow will be, of course, Muharram 1445. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Wednesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri. وَيَسِرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today in South Africa, Southern Africa, it is the 30th of Dhul-Hijjah 1444, and in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Masjidul Aqsa, and 80-90% of the world and countries, today is already the 1st of Muharram 1445. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So tonight we'll usher in the month of Muharram and the new year 1445. We sent out all the du'as and supplications to you already. If anybody wants these du'as and supplications, just send me a WhatsApp message, 071-888-1184. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, verses 85, 86, 87. Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, informs us, وَوَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ, and the verdict and judgment will be passed against them, against the enemies of Islam and Muslims, bima zalamu, because of their oppression, transgression, and their polytheism. So all the upside down and things that were not permissible, that they perpetrated and committed, hence for whom la yantriqoon, they will not be allowed to speak on that day of justice. When they are asked, did you commit polytheism? Did you worship the idols? They will say, Wallahi Rabbina ma kunna mushrikeen. We take an oath on Almighty Allah, we never ever committed polytheism, worshipped idols, ascribe anybody anything to Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah is the most just. Almighty Allah will let the land and the sand speak. Open chapter 99, the beginning. Wa akhrajati al-ardu athqalaha wa qala al-insanu ma laha yawma idhin tuhaddithu akhbaraha bi anna rabbaka awha laha. That the human being will witness all the convulsions and earth tremors and earthquakes taking place in the entire world, and he will see what is happening. The land and the sand will speak. This human being, Almighty Allah teaches us in Surah Yasin, chapter 36 and verse number 65, Al-Yawma Nakhtimu Ala Afwahihim, on that day we will seal their mouths, Wa Tukallimuna Aydihim, and their hands will speak to us, they will bear testimony against them. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, and their feet will bear testimony and give evidence against them because of what they perpetrated and committed. Chapter 36, verse number 65, فَهُمْ لَا يَنْتِقُونَ. Different occasions, different things will happen. Sometimes they will speak because مِقَدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَسَنَا. Remember that the day of justice will be 50,000 years, khamsina alfasana, 50,000 years, the Quran Sharif states. Alam yaro, don't they see these non-Muslims? Anna ja'alna al-layla liyaskunu fi. We made this night so that you all can rest, you can sleep, you can retire. Liyaskunu fi, so that you have sukoon, peace, tranquility, serenity. Even the night watchman is catching fish half the time, remember that. The animals are sleeping. Now we wake up 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. We rejuvenated. We ready for the next day's work and challenges and appointments. So who gives us this peace? Who gives us this tranquility? Only Almighty Allah, Ja'alna al-layla. The royal pronoun, we made this night for you so that you can enjoy that peace and so forth. Remember that. So Almighty Allah stamping His majesty, authority and sovereignty. لِيَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا. And Almighty Allah made the day for you so that you can see, you can go to job, you can go to work, you can go to shop, all these things here. جَأَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ نَهَارًا وَجَأَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made the day so that you can go for your livelihood, your provision. So imagine the divine system. But human beings today want to bring their own system. Inna fi dhalika la ayatil liqawmi yuqinoon. Indeed, in that, the alternating of the day and the night, there are signs for a people. But who will take the optimum, maximum benefit? Liqawmi yuqinoon. The people and nation who have complete conviction in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Life is very short. It's a sojourn. We all have to die, and then we'll be resurrected. وَيَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي السُّورِ. And on that day when it is blown in the trumpet, that is, Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam will blow into that, remember, trumpet. فَفَزِئَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And everybody in the heavens and earth, they will undergo the horror and terror. They will wonder what is happening. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Except whom Almighty Allah excludes, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, the prophets, and remember, great, great people. So Almighty Allah will protect us. Therefore, read, O Muslim, O Muslimah, chapter number 3, verse 194, وَلَا تُخُزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Ya Allah, do not humiliate and disgrace us on the day of justice. وَكُلٌ أَتَوْهُ دَاخِرِينَ. The person whose body has been cremated, the person whose body was not found after he or she drowned. وَكُلٌ أَتَوْهُ دَاخِرِينَ. وَكُلٌ أَتَوْهُ صَاغِرِينَ. Everybody will come to him, Almighty Allah, humiliated, disgrace, whether they want or they don't want. So it means that will be the day of Hashar, the day of assembly, the day of justice, and the day of accountability and reckoning. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us take you around the world, nationally, globally, internationally, with news, views, and interviews. The apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel last night, this night, this past, attacked Damascus, that is the capital of Syria, and injured 2 soldiers. These haramis and these terrorists, super terrorists, can do what they want to, and the world just looks other way. Sometimes shooting people in Gaza, sometimes shooting people in the West Bank, sometimes killing people, injuring people in Damascus or Beirut or Lebanon. So they can do as they please, because you know why? They are Hitler's children. They are the super terrorists. They are the Nazi regime in this modern day and century. Trump is complaining. Trump says that they're going to arrest me again. And why they want to arrest him? Because you must remember, they want to impede and prevent his political campaign for the year 2024. His aim is to go back to the White House, and they said that he's being charged because of all the Capitol riots and so forth in the previous election. So the circus continues there in America. And man, one U.S. soldier, listen to this. He crossed into North Korea, and from South Korea, he went into... They still can't find out how he managed to do that. So I went to South Korea, I went right to the border, and I just looked at it, and I said, but this is a very difficult place to enter. So remember that obviously we didn't enter. But he went in, and he was laughing all the way, making ha, 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 and so forth. But now the North Koreans are going to keep him, and then they will get all the classified information. And see the next incident. There in the Korean Peninsula, things are hotting up. A U.S. ship has arrived in South Korea and Seoul and so forth with nuclear weapons. So Kim Jong-chung, whatever his name is, you must remember, North Korea, he said, you want to play games? I'm ready. So he shot two missiles now yesterday in the past 12, 24 hours straight into the Japanese sea. They say, come, let's play games. Let's see what you want to do now. So now they are panicking because they know he's a maverick character. He will do whatever he wants to. A heat wave is hitting America and Europe. Remember, another 10 days heat wave is going to hit Italy. And in the United States of America, Phoenix, Arizona, what they call. So there, 43 degrees, and it will continue like that. So this is the punishment from Almighty Allah for these people. And those of you New Yorkers, I've been to New York, and twice we went there, so what do we see in New York? The cats and the rats are running amok there. They say there's about 500,000 cats and rats running around. The cats are looking for the rats, and they can eat them up. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. And no one knows the army of Almighty Allah. Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows. Sometime he will send locusts, sometime he will send cats, sometime he will send rats. We don't know in the Republicans and Democrats who wants to be the cats and who want to be the rats, you must remember that. For you Salafis, hang your heads in shame. Again, MBS Murtad bin Shaitan, remember, prominent scholar, prominent alim, there in Riyadh, Sheikh Badr and Mash'ari, so was arrested by the Saudi authorities, and he on his Twitter account, he had over 500,000 followers, and his Twitter account has been suspended, or is ineffective now for 3 months or so, or 4 months, and that why? Because the Sheikh Badr Mash'ari Hafidhullah, Allah protect him, he spoke against the bikini beaches, he spoke against the rave and musical shows, he spoke against the cinemas in Saudi Arabia and Medina and so forth. Everything a true Muslim will speak. Yes, if you are a fence-sitter and you are committing a major offense, we don't address you. We got shirk and doubt on your iman. So we're speaking about the true Muslims. Every person, you must remember that he will object to this year, all haram activities in the holy land and surroundings. So our president says, Cyril, that if we arrest Putin, if he arrives here in South Africa next month for the BRICS summit, it will be a declaration of war. So remember that nothing will happen. Putin, you welcome here. You DA making big, big noise, you Jutla party. I want to ask you if the prime minister, president, senior politician of Israel, the rogue apartheid regime come, must we arrest him or not here in South Africa? For their war crimes and murdering our Palestinian children and other innocent people for past 75 years. What you say? So remember all these here double standards, you must remember. India woke up and now they are sorted out. They're listening to me. So the opposition, you see, now 26 parties, Hindu parties and others and all, they got together and they made a united front for next year's elections in India. One aim they have, we want to get rid of Modi ji, the butcher of Gujarat. We want to get rid of the BJP and the RSS. It's very good if they can do that. At least the Muslims will have some better conditions to live in. Let's hope that they don't fight among themselves. Normally, when you have a coalition and alliance of 26 parties, then among themselves also they start fighting too much and so forth. Lapid, and that is Israel, the opposition party, says, United States of America is no longer the closest ally of Israel. Bibi has jeopardized the ties, and the ties between America and Israel have deteriorated very, very badly. So some doctors, some pilots are already going on strike, or they're already on strike. You go read your newspaper, the Haaretz and others. And so all this is going to happen, inshallah. Israel is slowly, gradually imploding. You see, Jutla, Jonathan, Jeremiah, all of you, Jutlas, they're at your Israel. They don't need enemies. They are enemies of one another. Chapter 59, verse 14, because they have no brains, you must remember. Saudi Arabia, always this was the norm. You must remember for past 50, 60 years, on the day of Arafah, when the Hujjaj, the pilgrims, would leave Mina and go to Arafah. From Makkah, they would go to Arafat. On the 9th of Zulhijjah, that is the pinnacle and the essence of Hajj. So that day, they would change the kiswa, the ghilaf, the black cloth, which cost them over 20 million Saudi riyals and so forth. So now they have changed that, and on the night of the 1st of Muharram, so there is 1st Muharram today, so last night they changed the kiswa and the ghilaf. So if you are there, you will see it glittering and shining. And remember, we've been several times there with Allah's help to Masnaul Kiswa, and they even gave us, you know, that cotton and so forth. So we got some pieces of the kiswa with Allah's help and Allah's mercy. So that is what happened there. Gaza, heat wave there in Palestine, occupied Palestine, but the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime who controls the air, the land and the water. So in Gaza, now they are decreasing the electricity there in Gaza. Which nation does this? Only a nation that has apartheid and are the true terrorists and super terrorists. So the Hamas and the children and women of Gaza must feel the heat wave more. This is the Jutla, a cursed nation, remember that. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has cursed them, not once, several times in the noble Quran. And see, yesterday, tens of thousands were marching, protesting in Tel Aviv yesterday. They blocked the major highways and so forth. And in America, hundreds were protesting against the visit, you must remember, of President Herzog, another war criminal. Everybody is in top position. According to us in Islam, they war criminals, remember. Yesterday was a sad, sad day, and today also for us. I went here to Avalon, the cemetery. I was there 3 o'clock for the janaza and funeral prayer for my brother, Muhammad Shabir Jina. And we grew up together. He's just 1-2 years elder than me. We went to school, madrasa, we played together. And it was his funeral, 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Allah grant him, Shabir Jina, Jannatul Firdaus, and his family. I met his brothers and all of them, Yusuf, Ismail, and Rashid, and all their families. Allah give them sabre jameel. Then 4:15, I was back there. My student, my brother Khalil Hashim, so his mother, beloved mother, her maiden name is Fatima Bera, and marital name and so forth is Fatima, you must remember, Hashim. She passed away, so we were there 4:30 again for janaza and the funeral prayer. So twice we went yesterday. Then we heard the sad news of Hafiz Abdul Khaliq, remember, Bayat. He served the community of Trichardt for 40 years, 1983 to 2023, and I visited him. I went to his house the last time I was there, and we made dua for him. So his janaza today, 8:30. You know, Trichardt does not have a cemetery and graveyard, so remember that they will pick up there in Trichardt 8:30, and 9 o'clock is janaza day in Bethal. Allah Ta'ala grant the family Hafiz Ashraf and Hafiz Shu'aib and all the family Sabri Jamil. Allah Ta'ala forgive him, but he did sterling work and yeoman service to that part of the world. world. Allah Jalla Ola grant all these marhumeen Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Today 8:30 to 9 inshallah, Mufti Hamza Farooqi with Maa Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, and 1 to 2 will be, remember, the tafsir. And it's Wednesday after Zohar, duas are accepted for you in South Africa, Southern Africa, and few other countries. Tonight, Wednesday night, will usher in the month of Muharram and the new year, 1445. We must make tawbah, turn and reflect and turn more to Allah. We don't have wine, dine and swine like this kuffar culture and so forth. So remember, we should think. I leave you with the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, when the sun would set, his face would become somber and he would say, naqasa fihi ajali, my lifespan is shrinking and decreasing, wa lam yazid fihi amali, and my righteous deeds are not increasing. That is how a true Muslim thinks and reflects. May Almighty Allah grant us tawfiq and the ability, capacity to be true, devoted, dedicated Muslims. Ameen Ya Rabbal
Alameen. Ameen, ameen, ameen. I see a listener says, what's your comment, AK? My question is, why has the government made a mess of our beautiful developed country? No law, no order. Ustad.
My brother, you are sending me this question. Be honest about it. When 1994 came, for who you voted? 90% of you voted for the ANC. Mm. And then again, after 5 years, 99, then you voted again. And next year again, when the elections come, then the people, you see, when you have masses, then masses become asses. Remember, that is the truth. In Arabic, we have, remember, al-awam kal-an'am. Mm. Today, they speak of democracy. You can see the circus carrying on in America. And now they want to prevent, you must remember, Trump, because Trump will beat all his opponents in the Democratic Party. You think Biden stands a chance? Go to Thailand, big problems there. The man who won the biggest amount of votes in the elections, fair and square, they say, no, you can't become the leader until the army ratifies it and so forth. So this whole democracy, you must add with the letter N. D-E-M-O-N, democracy. It is a satanic system, you must remember, that Pakistan, landslide victory for him, Imran Khan. Where is he? You must remember, house arrest. And Choro ki hukumat, the thugs and the crooks are running the country and so forth. So therefore, you, my brother, sister, who posed that question, be honest to me. Did you not vote for the ANC? So when you vote for people, I told you 1,000 times, 100 times, me, I never ever voted for them, and I'll never vote for them. I'm very clear on this issue. If I send you documents, you will fall on your back what happened in 94.
Somebody says, yo, Ustad, Sister Crystal, good morning to you. How many times is Muhammad mentioned in the Bible, Ustad?
So you must remember, you mean that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, how many times is his Nami Ismigrami mentioned in the Noble Quran? 4 times. And remember that Surah Muhammad, chapter 47, is dedicated to our master, our leader, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And another name, Ahmad, in chapter 61, verse 6, is also the honorable name and nami of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My sister Crystal, I want to crystallize the issue for you. You know what is the meaning of Muhammad when we refer it to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Jalla Wala, the only creator, the only exclusive one, supreme being worthy of worship, mentions Muhammad 4 times and chapter 47 dedicated to him. Why? He will be the most praised in the entire universe by Almighty Allah himself. And Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I, the Prophet Muhammad, Messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the entire creation and universe, I will praise Almighty Allah the most. 6,236 verse, everywhere Almighty Allah speaking and addressing the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that you utter these Mubarak blessed words. These are the direct speech of Almighty Allah, protected and preserved for all times, all places. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. Chapter 15, verse number 9, my sister Crystal. So that is our unanimous belief. Now you juxtapose that with your Bible. You have so many different versions of the Bible. Even the virgins are confused and their fuses are getting blown. What do you say?
I see Javed says that Mufti Saab Khairiyat, and he says, who in history was responsible for ruining my country, Palestine? Ustad.
So, Javed, Allah Ta'ala, Javed ka matlab ye, Allah Ta'ala aapko lambi zindagi ata farmai. Javed means Allah give you long, long life. So, obviously, Palestine was holy from the time Almighty Allah Jalla wala told Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, you build the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, the cube there in Makkah Mukarrama. 40 years after that, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, the most authentic compilation regarding the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he rebuilt, you must remember, he was the Bani Owl, the first builder and constructor of Majidul Aqsa, that is Adam, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, peace be upon him. Then as time passed, then Makkah, Baytullah, Abraham, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, reconstructed it. Chapter number 2, verse number 126, 127, 128, and then Masjid al-Aqsa, Nabi Sulaiman a.s. refurbished it, renovated it, as mentioned in authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. So therefore, for us, Palestine is from time immemorial. These jutlas, haramis, super terrorists come tell us Palestine belongs to them 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago. We ask them where it is, they say in the Torah. We ask in which Torah? The Torah you concocted and your rabbis fabricated, or the original Torah? That Torah that was revealed on Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. So they don't have any evidence. They are squatters. They are invaders. They came there, you must remember, after World War II, and there were three gangs. You must remember, each one of them super terrorists. Number one, the Irgun gang, I-R-G-U-N, Irgun. And then the Stern gang and the Haganah gang, and they ran amok, you must remember, massacring the Palestinians and so forth. And then on 14th May 1948, then Israel announced, we are now Israel, a country, and we are independent. And the first country to recognize them was America. So one harami recognizing another harami. And the biggest harami in this was Britain, you must remember. They took another people's land and handed it to a third party. No consultation with the people who stayed there and so forth. If you think I'm talking nonsense, then go read the book of Israel, Apartheid, Apartheid Israel, Uri Davis. Go and read Ilan Pape's work, and go and read Finkelstein's works. And all these are non-Muslims, they are jutlas, and President Carter also said that Israel is apartheid. See, in Britain, in their House of Commons, one lady said that Israel apartheid, they made sure she must apologize. In the Congress, one person said, you must remember, Israel is apartheid and racist, they made them apologize. But the world can see the apartheid. We know what is apartheid. We lived in South Africa. I was born in an African location. So nobody has to come and teach me what is apartheid. And I went 5 times to Palestine, more than most jutlas went from South Africa. And I saw firsthand what you do with my brothers, sisters, and children of Palestine. Therefore, it's non-negotiable. We will say it as it is. The only solution is jihad and to fight the jutlas. That is what we have to do.
I see Sister Renel says that why has Islam destroyed property worth billions of dollars in France? Renel, Ustad.
So, my sister Renel, you see, Renel, You're a journalist. You must ask a question properly, my sister. You must not ask a question looking at the tail end. Let's go back, my sister. Ranel, you're a journalist. Go and Google all this. Go and read your history. Let me teach you some French history. Your France government occupied Tunisia. Sorry, occupied Algeria. Let's start there. Occupied Algeria for 130 years. Who was raping? Who was murdering? Who was plundering that country, my sister Renelle? 130 years your French government was there in Algeria. 75 years they were there. Where were they? In Tunisia. What were they doing there? Looting, raping, and plundering the country. As I speak to you, they've got 14 countries, 14 countries in Africa. Till today, they told them to give you independence with this proviso and condition that you have to put this amount of money in the French banks and so forth. Go read one of these presidents, Mitterrand or whoever of the past. They said if we are not receiving this money from the African countries, then France should be a third world country. Who's raping who? Who's plundering who? Who are the real terrorists? Now let me bring you to the current situation. Macron, when they told him that don't allow that all these cartoons and all that to go out, so he said, no, we are French, we have democracy, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, and they allowed everything to go. What mockery they made of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Have you gone to Paris? Have you been to France? Go and see how they treat the Muslims, how they treat the Arabs and so forth, like second, third class, fourth class citizens. You're a journalist, you should know this. That the ombudsman there said, if you're an Arab or if you're an African, then their chances are 20 times more the police will stop you and interrogate you compared to a white person. You want more, Ranel? So they banned my sister, you must remember, from wearing the niqab, the face cover and so forth. Is that? And when they took out pamphlets and cartoons against him, Macron, the super terrorist, then, and they called him Hitler, he said he's taking them to court. So where is the freedom of speech then? Where is the freedom of expression? And then you kill my brother, a youngster, Nail, you must remember, 70 years old. Then what you expect? All hell must break loose. And then they taught them such a lesson. And then they said, your bigger shops and everything we will destroy. You understanding now, Ranel? So don't look at your Western media. We will teach you a lesson of history, geography, and biology, my sister. When you want to speak, speak the truth from all perspectives.
As his sister Ranel says, I did not know half of it, what you're just telling me.
You wake up early, my sister Ranel. We will teach you every day a new lesson of history, geography, biology, with Allah's help and Allah's mercy. And don't believe the Western media controlled by the Zionist apartheid terrorists. We will tell you the truth, and that is our commitment to Almighty Allah, to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to Islam. We don't curry favor with any person, any politician, any government.
Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Alex, your friend says, AK, why are the Russians causing problems in Sudan? Alex, Ustad.
You see, again, Alex. We got one township here, it's called Alex. It's a dangerous township. Now, Alex, you also a dangerous guy. Why you'll catch the tail? You see, Putin is a super harami, but I like him. Why? He's giving the Ukraine. What is Ukraine? Ukraine is not even an independent country. Ban Ki-moon said in the 90s, he said that they did not apply there to tell us what their borders are and so forth and so on. So de facto is this, that Ukraine still belongs part of Russia. So when you say you're standing with Ukraine, and if you know your geography and history, it means you're standing with Russia, because Ukraine is still part of Russia, technically speaking, according to United Nations. So you should know that. Yesterday, he hit the hell out of Odessa, Putin and his army. Putin, I like you. You must give these Americans and these Ukrainians and the Jutlas there and NATO. So let's come there to Sudan, my brother. Why all these problems? You must remember Putin and the Sudanian military, they agreed. We will give you a base year in, you must remember, Khartoum and everything. America got wind of it. America gave billions of dollars to the opposition, the rapid forces and what. And now the whole war carries on. So who's to blame? Russia is an independent country. Sudan is an independent country. They came to a bilateral agreement. And you don't like it, and then you invade them as you invade other countries, 50 countries and more since World War II. You got the story, Alex? You got the story, as my sister Renelle? Come and listen the true news, not your fabricated and your all propaganda and hasbara, the jutlas news. So we will give you the true stories behind the scenes, inshallah. I have to leave it. Our salat time has changed now. Barakallahu fiqh, 6 o'clock news, then adhan, and then Mawla Khalid. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.